This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began looking at what 1 Peter 1:6 said about trials you may suffer as a Christian. Sometimes, after experiencing God's blessing and greatly rejoicing, out of nowhere, it seems like everything is coming unglued and falling apart. Why is this? First, notice Peter is contrasting what you might be suffering with all that you have in Christ. Though the trial might be severe and dragging on, compared to your living hope and inheritance, it is merely for a little while. Peter is not downplaying what you are suffering. He is giving perspective as you face and endure it. When he refers to all kinds of trials, he's not primarily considering the number of trials, but the diversity or kinds of trials. Our enemy Satan is wily as he seeks to confuse and disorient you. He wants you to get your eye off of God's promises and provisions and on to the problem you're facing. As a general rule, Peter points out in verse 7 that these trials come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine. He's not comparing your faith to gold. He's referring to putting a piece of gold ore into a refining fire to see if the quality and potential quantity of gold where the piece of gold ore came from is worth being approved, so a company would find it worthwhile to build a gold mine there. God at times allows you to go through a refining process to see if your faith, when tested, is approved as genuine. The process is well worth enduring.